This is the city. Powell, Wyoming. We are Scott and Russ reporting on a Friday. As we have items sent to us first from the Powell Police Department covering activity from earlier this week. They include an underage smoker on East 7th. A mother notified the high school that her daughter received a vape pen at school yesterday.
Get her!
The school resource officer cited the student for minor in possession of tobacco. Disposition, see case.
But it was my snowflake that took... Can't you guys parent my kid better than that?
Yeah.
So, yeah, the... I got it from some kid, so she calls the school, and they said, no, it's your daughter is the one with the tobacco. It actually had tobacco with her, so I don't think the vape pen has no tobacco in it.
It does not.
There's
not the ones I've ever seen, but yeah.
There's nicotine, which in some you can go nicotine-free.
Yeah.
So. Also underage smokers on East 7th. The teacher witnessed two students exchange a vape pen. Ah, it's a gun. Oh, wait, no, it's a vape pen.
Are they sure it's just not a regular pen?
Yeah, there was considerable amount of time between the observation and when it was reported. Teacher was on break. Going to lunch. School administration decided to search the school locker of both students. One of the students was cited for minor in possession of tobacco after a can of chewing tobacco was found.
Well, that's not a vape pen.
No, that's not. And you can do all kinds of damage with chewing tobacco, Russ.
Oh, yeah.
You can smack somebody over the head with that can if you want. Animal call other on South Everts received report of an aggressive dog that had broken a slat out of a fence. The owner of the dog was contacted. We'll fix the fence. Here, I got a nail and a hammer. I'll fix it. Completed. You got the aggressive dog who doesn't see the fence correctly, runs right into it.
He's trying to sell me a timeshare in Mexico. Aggressively.
Animal call, South Jones, a concerned citizen reported a dog that they were worried was not being properly cared for. Community service officer checked on the dog, which was skittish but fine. That's me, Russ. I'm skittish but fine.
When approaching Scott, don't make any sudden movements.
No.
He's a little skittish.
I will flee. The owner of the dog advised they were attempting to rehome the dog. Going to rehome it.
Ah.
They were provided some information to help them do so. Disposition completed. So, yeah, you got to advertise for a home for a skittish dog. So, property found, East Jefferson. A counterfeit $100 bill was found and turned into law enforcement. The bill was shredded. Disposition completed. Don't you have to give that to, like, FBI and stuff?
I don't know.
Not unless it was, like, a really goofy counterfeit one.
And maybe with the advent of computer printers, maybe they've changed it to where you just shred it.
Yeah, just shred it. Maybe, take a picture of it, whatever. There was a report out that they were a lot of the movie prop money was missing. And it actually says on it, instead of United States of America, it says movie prop money.
Right.
But it's made to look real, so we're deceived while we're watching the movie to think it's real, Russ. So, let's see. Property found. Some paperwork for a vehicle title was found. Turned into law enforcement. Owner of the paperwork notified will come to law enforcement center and claim it. So, went to get it. Got his license plates. Oh, let's just throw this out the window. There you go.
Heck of a filing system you got there.
Let's see. Traffic stop, South Division. Driver issued a warning for Wyoming driver's license required and a seat belt. He did have proper paperwork for registration. So we still have to warn people to use a seat belt?
I guess.
And people don't know that it's against the law to drive around without one. So.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Let's see, theft. North of Zorka received report of some jewelry that was allegedly stolen by a boyfriend when the caller lived in Wyoming. Caller could not articulate a time frame on when this happened or what was stolen. Disposition completed. What was stolen? Jewelry. What kind?
I don't know.
I don't know. When did it happen?
I don't know.
But I'm sure it was my boyfriend.
That guy was a bum.
Suspicious activity, North Everett's received report of a vehicle in the drive-up lane of a bank for a lengthy period of time. An officer responded, spoke with the cleaning crew. Disposition completed. So, this occurring at...
You're back.
There we are.
Spoke with the cleaning crew.
And they were... Yeah, this occurring at 5:46. In the afternoon, after the bank's closed, so the cleaning crew comes in, and they park in the drive-up lane. So people are all excited about it.
Okay.
They were there for a long time.
Slow cleaners.
Well, I'm guessing 46 minutes they were there, because they show up when the bank closes at 5. So, yeah. So,
high crimes.
Well, got to watch out, Ross. So, domestic on North Bernard received report of a domestic. Officers responded. Both parties admitted to hitting each other, but both gave different accounts to where they hit each other. There were no visible injuries on either party. They agreed to stay in separate rooms for the night. Disposition completed. So, they couldn't agree on where they hit each other. Suspicious activity, Spring Hill Road, received report of a white van parked outside a residence with somebody in it. Officers responded. The occupant of the van was waiting for the sister of the reporting party. Disposition, assistance given. I'm dating your sister.
Your date and the police are here. Okay, I'm coming. I'll be right down.
How long did it take the sister to get ready?
Yeah.
You know? Weapons offense, College Drive, received report of a subject hearing gunshots. This is 6:09 a.m. Okay. Officers responded, spoke with an intoxicated male who identified a residence where the gunshots were coming from. Officers checked the residence, which was empty. The intoxicated male was out of jail on bond conditions and was arrested for bond violation and public intoxication. CK.
At what time of day?
6:09 a.m.
Making up for lost time or something.
And then he calls the police while he's drunk.
You just belong in jail. Good Lord.
I know. I've got a great idea. I'll call the police. What could go wrong?
Let's see. Domestic, Avenue H, a female called the law enforcement center and said she and her husband are both very intoxicated. She told dispatch that she had hit him. Officers responded. Both subjects denied any violence. She said they just need to go to rehab. An ambulance was paged, checked the female out. They determined there had been no actual domestic. Female subject went to the hospital. Husband just stayed home. So,
cracked another beer.
Yeah, at 10:56 a.m., which is 4.5 hours later than the other guy.
He's like, oh, thank God she's gone. It's nice and quiet now. I'll have another beer.
Auto burglary on Mountain View Street received report of a garage door opener stolen from a vehicle.
Oh, no.
Happened the last couple of days. An officer responded, assist the owner in finding the garage door opener, which was still in the vehicle.
Did you look under the seat?
Somebody stole it.
Did you get down and look?
No. And then the cop probably had to go find his TV remote, too, which somebody had stolen. TV remote. Let's see. Welfare check, Avenue H. Received a request for a welfare check on a female. An officer located the female. Said she was fine. Yeah. Assault, E7th. Received report of a male giving a juvenile female a bloody nose. An officer contacted the juvenile and her mother. Bloody nose was due to a medical condition. Both the juvenile and her mother said the male does not assault the girlfriend. Disposition unfounded. So I don't know who made the report.
Yeah.
He must have punched her in the nose. Now she gets nosebleeds. So is how it was. Suspicious activity, Avenue F. Reporting party advised he heard 3 to 4 gunshots. Officers search the area, didn't find anything. Disposition, nothing found. The other guy was already in the hoosegow, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. Suspicious activity, East Coulter. Received report of a vehicle that was running for an extended period of time. 25 years. An officer responded and arrested a 37-year-old out of Deaver on an outstanding circuit court warrant out of Converse County. Bond was posted. Also was cited for under the influence and use of a controlled substance. Disposition, see case. At least this was at night, at 10 o'clock at night.
So he went for a drive and a nap.
Yeah, he just decided to take a nap, and he was on East Coulter. I'm guessing probably over by Maverick.
Mm-hmm.
So he fell asleep at Maverick and brought his drugs with him.
They get lonely. Can you leave them behind?
They want to go to Maverick.
Yeah.
So,
I want a big gulp.
Anyway.
Shut up, drugs.
That is today's version of Scott and Russ's Police Blotter. Brought to you by Aldridge's Do It Center. Instead of exchanging vape pens, head to Aldridge's and save. Anyway, appreciate that. Was just POW police. We didn't get a chance to go to Cody.
So. Busy in POW.
For 2 days.
Yeah.
So it's the holidays, Russ.
We celebrate a little differently.
and yeah, it's it picks up a little bit about this time of year.
Mm-hmm.
So expect to. We're going to be getting lots of notices in. So, anyway, appreciate the POW Police Department for today's Police Blotter Report. And